broadcasting from the United Center on the 50,000-watt blowtorch. Today's broadcast from the UC is sponsored by the Village Bedford Park. Think about relocating your business for success. Joining me in the interview loft, Hawks legend, part of the Mount Rushmore of Hawks legend, Stan Mikita, good old number 21. Stan, welcome to the broadcast.
Thanks, Gary. Always nice to be with you, even sometimes when you know where you are.
Here we go.
I like it when you add levity because there's way too much pressure on this game, on me having the streak of if they win tonight, that'll be 10 broadcasts in front of 10 wins. That's the kind of streak that can drive a man
nuts. I heard about it. I had a streak going, too, my wife and I. We would leave the United Center with about 5 minutes to go if we were down. And honest to God, about 15 out of 20, we won.
What did you do Sunday? You stayed till the end?
This past Sunday? Well, we were behind, so I should have left. Right?
But you didn't?
No.
See, we have to...
So I'm the guy you're gonna
okay,
blame,
well,
right?
If they're behind with 5 minutes, please leave.
Because then people
are going to blame me for the bets they made on my streak and everything else.
We're not going to be behind, so I'm staying for the duration.
It's interesting how many people have said to me, this is a guaranteed win for the Blackhawks tonight. Because they're going to be playing out of their minds, and this is a guaranteed win. There's no guarantee, but how do you feel tonight?
There is no guarantee.
There's no guarantee about anything in life. There's no guarantee about anything in life.
42 years ago, I've been around that, and nobody told me that. See, you're the first guy.
Yeah, here we go. Slap me around a little bit.
I'm doing good. You need a little help from somewhere, okay? Whether it's the big guy up above or somebody kicking a thing in and nobody sees it, you know, that type of thing. But I don't know. You make your own good things, and you also cause your own bad things. So who am I going to blame? I blame me whenever I'm playing.
I talked to Tony Esposito earlier, and he said he loved...
Who?
By the way, Tony had blue shoes on, and you say that he's colorblind?
I heard that. I heard Tony was colorblind. Yeah.
You've got
the
black and
nice
red.
Nice suede shoes. Where is he? Where's
blue
Tony?
Blue alligators he had on.
You've got the Hawks colors on. He's got blue shoes on.
That Tony is just so sharp.
Isn't he?
Oh, my God. Unbelievable.
But he said he loved games like they're going to play tonight, being under the pressure cooker. That's when he played his best.
Why would he say that? How can a goalkeeper say that he loves to be in games like that?
That's what he said.
I watch Tony when the anthem goes on, and if he's not shaking, he's not worried.
Really?
Oh, yeah. When he starts shaking, I'd say, attaboy, Tone, attaboy.
He seemed nervous on Sunday. I was watching him. He didn't come out onto the porch of this suite too often.
Oh, that's right. That's
so,
right.
So is that a sign where he's really, really nervous, or is that the way he usually
is? No, that's he eventually he gets real nervous. But, you know, a little bit of this here and there, that's a little shake, right?
And I talked to John Weideman earlier. The Canadians have not had the Stanley Cup for a number of years, so these Canadian teams are hungry for this cup. Vancouver, they want it badly. They've never owned it.
No, they never have. They're a young franchise, but a good hockey team.
But young meaning they've been around
25 years.
Yeah, young.
Well, that's young when you compare. We've hung around here for 50 years, and we finally get the number two in 50 years.
But the Canadian teams, they consider it their cup. So much
because
they invented the game and they want it in their.
Well,
Canada is United States' attic. That's the way we look at it, Canada, right? It's our attic.
They had a good run of it, maybe 100 years. Now it's
our turn.
Now it's a little.
We
different.
Deserve it.
But they have to remember the Canadians. I know they're kind of bloated at times, right? But yeah, they have to believe there's other people involved in this, including people from Slovakia. Okay, which is where I was born. It was called Czechoslovakia in those days. But we have a number of players here, Marion and Tomas, and I don't know if there's another one or not. But this is now international. This is not just North America or Canada, as some people think.
Okay, yeah. All right. Your overview of the three games so far, as I talked to Tony and John Weideman, they were not beaten to a pulp in those games. They could have won any of those games.
It was a matter of... one good stop by anybody. I'm not blaming the goaltender specifically, because we do have other people who block them. We only needed one of those in the first three games, okay? Or if we didn't stop them, then we would be able to score. In the last two games, we did score. Now, the first game was kind of a test to see how these guys would play against us. and everybody knew they were going to try to run us over. And unfortunately, they did on some of the guys. And I'll tell you, I'm really peed at that thing with Seabrook, that the kid is going to go off with no punishment.
Two-minute penalty for that. It should have been at the very least.
That's crazy. That's
five
crazy.
Minutes.
That's stupid.
And the NHL says it's a clean hit.
Well, I don't know. I'd like to see some of those guys stand in that position and see what happens to them.
Yeah. Now, maybe that's a nice payback after the season's over. We take an NHL official out there.
You know,
now, tell me if this is a legal hit,
okay,
and then have somebody give it
that's
to
right,
him.
That's right.
Right?
Plus,
yeah,
Seabrook's not going to play.
Seabrook's not playing tonight.
No,
which,
he's not. That's,
I mean, this is...
It's, we're resting him for Game 5.
Is that, yeah, okay. So Thursday in Vancouver, he'll be back out there.
Exactly.
All right. Well, Stan Mikita, you're as a good luck charm, I think, is more than I am, and I'm happy be next to you in any of these games.
You know, you told me yourself, you come in here with a feeling, and when I see you smiling behind that red microphone, I know we're doing something tonight.
Well,
because you're doing, you know, you're actually doing a nice job here coming from the stadium or the United Center.
What am I doing that's so good?
I don't know. I can't quite figure this out.
Yeah. When you figure it out, let me know.
Maybe the next 20, 30 years, I'll tell you.
I just figured I'm here. I'm in front of the mustard and ketchup pumpers. There seems to be some vibe with that.
It's very good.
I'll stay until it doesn't work anymore.
Nice position they give you here.
Yeah, isn't it nice?
Mustard and
right. There's
ketchup.
Something, maybe
right.
That's where the good luck's coming from. I don't want to tamper with it.
I'll go touch it first.
Thank you. All Stan right. Mikita, good old number 21.
Hey!
And now he'll spend about an hour signing autographs.
Yeah.
And that's a thing that these guys do.
Can you sign without even looking at this point? Can you sign without even looking?
I didn't hear what you were saying.
You're going to sign autographs to people, I'm sure.
Of course I am.
You guys are all very gracious about that.
There is one autograph.
Yeah. Well, there'll be more, believe me, as soon as you leave this area.